Lynn Page, 213-4009.
Good morning, everybody. I hope VoiceCom is a little more operational today. I'm going to do part two of this message I started yesterday, really about drugging kids to succeed in school. You might remember I was talking about this doctor in Georgia who just labels these kids as ADD so he can give them drugs. One of his enthusiastic supporters is a mom with three children, all of whom are drugged by Dr. Anderson. Jacqueline Williams says, quote, "My kids don't want to take it, but I told them, these are your grades when you're taking it, this is when you don't, and they understood." And she expressed a lot of gratitude that Medicaid covers almost all of her doctor and medication costs. I'm so glad to know our taxpayers' dollars are being used in this way. Another enthusiastic drugged-up family under Dr. Anderson's care reports that their 12 and 9-year-olds take Adderall. The younger two children take Risperdal, an antipsychotic drug. All four children take a sleeping pill before bedtime in order to sleep at night. Even more shocking to me, the Risperdal was given to one of the kids who had been originally placed on Adderall because the Adderall caused him to see imaginary people and hear voices. In other words, the original drug caused the child to develop symptoms of schizophrenia, which then required treatment with an antipsychotic drug. And the parents told the Times reporter that in spite of this, they agreed to give Adderall to two of their children who didn't have ADHD to help their grades. The father described one of his children as being a little blah. He went on to say, if they're feeling positive, happy, socializing more, and it's helping them, why wouldn't you? Why not? Well, my gosh, I guess I just never would have thought about drugging my kids to help them do better in school. I guess helping with homework at the kitchen table is so passe. I guess it shows how old-fashioned I can be. Like sheep, physicians are quick to jump on the bandwagon and defend their colleagues. Dr. William Graff, a pediatrician in New Haven, says that parents should be able to choose to medicate their kids to improve academic performance if they want to. He did express some concern about, quote, the authenticity of development, end of quote, in children who are drugged, and he went on to say, these children are still in the developmental phase, and we still don't know how these drugs biologically affect the developing brain. There's an obligation for parents, doctors, and teachers to respect the authenticity issue, and I'm not sure that's always happening. Well, my gosh, but let's just keep drugging them up anyway. I mean, this whole thing is so disturbing. We're basically conducting an experiment on America's children and drugging them up to just kind of see what happens. I'm sure there'll be a presentation about this at the next meeting at the American Psychiatric Association with lots of enthusiasm and fanfare about a new way to generate business and drug sales. Why are all these kids having trouble learning in the first place and being referred to community psychiatrists? Why are politicians still supporting the status quo in public schools and tying their hands so that it's almost impossible to get rid of ineffective teachers? We've really decided as a society that it's so important to protect a teacher's job that we're willing to drug kids rather than admitting that the system needs to be changed. And the government covers this. The government pays for drugging kids to improve their grades and then has to cover the expense of the side effects of these drugs, which include growth suppression, increased blood pressure, bipolar disease, and psychotic episodes. The drugs are classified as Schedule 2 because they're very addictive, and studies show that children who take them have a lot of problems as adults. I've said this a couple of times in the series. I'm just outraged about this situation, and so should you be. Our solution to this problem is drugging kids instead of fixing the school systems and doing what we need to do to ensure that kids can learn. I'm appalled. I'm absolutely appalled. And the only silver lining in this cloud that I can see is that perhaps this situation has degenerated to the place where nobody can ignore it now. It just can't any longer be ignored, and we have to do something about it. I almost hate to say have a nice day after all this dreadful information I've just shared with you, but I guess I'll close differently today and say that concludes this message, and let's really make an effort to make everybody aware of this horrendous situation and do something about it. I know that one important step we've taken is to have Dr. Peter Bregan, the psychiatrist who speaks out about this kind of thing at our conference this weekend, and I'm sure I'll have many things to report to you in the coming weeks. I'll talk to you tomorrow.